If you're leaving me, please don't tell me. You're still pleasing me. Do I fail you? I will wonder today if tomorrow you'll stay. I can hear your voice turn cold. When you turn to me, I know. I'm the one who won't let go. Are you blaming me for holding on? When you let me know it's my last chance, and I know it's gone.
Yeah. Watching the Griffin Silver concert in Central Park. Why? What's up?
Does the name Marshall Weinstein ring a bell?
Who?
Marshall Weinstein. The reporter who wrote the expose on Darcy and Veronica. Tried to expose the Big Six.
Hold on. What about him?
He's dead. And from the looks of it, I'd say whoever killed him was looking for a confession. Unless this guy was a former Navy SEAL or something, odds are they got it. Whoever Miracle is, she has a problem. Is there anything you want to tell me, partner? Anything I should know?
No, I don't know anything about it.
That's strange. Because I am looking through his notes here, and he says he met Miracle at the Republican fundraiser for Senator Henneman last year at the Lincoln Center. The same party you attended to meet Senator Bran and his wife. Unless I'm mistaken, you were the only Parker representative at that party. Well? Katina?
Listen, Tambi. I don't want to talk about it on the phone.
Help me.
You're right. We'll talk when I get back to New York. In the meantime, I wouldn't see any visitors if I were you. Mr. Weinstein, who did this?
Bordeaux.
Bordeaux. Veronica Bordeaux?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Help me.
It's too late. You've lost too much blood. You're about to go into arrest. Are you in pain?
No.
Good. It's almost over. You're a good man, Mr. Weinstein. You pursued the truth which nobody wanted to hear it, and you wrote the truth when everyone wanted you not to. I think you've earned the right to know. Yes, there is a Big Six. I work for them. You worked for them. We all do. They control it all. Every major event in America since the market crash of 29 was orchestrated by them. Assured democracy. That's their creed.
Then I was right.
Yes, Marshall, you were right. About everything. It's all true.
How terrible.
Ugh.
Do you remember yesterday's? Do you remember what I was like down? I feel that madness come my way. I must drink to the vicious clowns. I don't know if they found your ears, but I used to have a lot of names. Then one so tender pushed me here, and I watched as they fade away. Again I wake up on the tiles, and it's like I was never gone. And just before the pain comes on, remember this is where I started from. Remember this is where I started from. Remember this is where I started from.
Awesome, Griffin. Awesome. Hey, man, your brother's on the phone. Here.
Thanks, Len. Hey, little brother. What's up?
Hey, Griff. You busy?
Nah, you know, same old grind.
You dog. It's only a global simulcast. Just 1 billion people or so watching.
Hey, listen. I called to tell you. I'm getting married.
Married?
Married. I told you I'd beat you to it.
Who would be crazy enough to marry an intern?
Well, her name is Francine, and she may be crazy, but I love her. You need to come visit and meet her. She's something to see.
Well, congratulations, Brad. I have to go now, but I'm going to call you tomorrow. I want to meet this crazy girl.
He had to go. He said he's a little busy.
Oh my God, look. He's coming back on stage for an encore. I can't believe you just talked to him backstage.
He better take my call, or I'll tell Mom.
Thank you, thank you. I want to send this next one out to my brother, Brad, and his bride-to-be, Francine.
Francine. Francine.
I was surprised to hear from you this morning, Mr. Tucciani.
Something's come up. We should talk about it. How you doing this whole Javatsky deal? How's it going?
Good.
You comfortable with her? You think she knows what she's doing?
So far, yes.
You trust her?
But I wouldn't call it trust.
I asked you to take care of this little Veronica problem for me. What's going on with that, huh?
I'm waiting for her to do something for me first. But I'm watching her. I have someone in her group.
It wouldn't have to have been this little girl here, would it? Because the FedEx man delivered her to my door this morning in a box!
I know her, but she's not mine. Her name is Sharon. She works for Veronica.
Not anymore, she don't.
You drove all the way into this city to show me a corpse?
I went to get a house anyway. My granddaughter's having a birthday party. The whole house is crawling with little girls and their mothers. My wife went nuts with the catering and the balloons.
And clowns. Look.
Yeah, we got the freaking corpse too. Look, I'm not comfortable with this Veronica Chuvansky business no more, Tamby. It's getting too noisy. I don't like bodies showing my granddaughter's birthday party. You hear what I'm saying to you? I told you I wanted Veronica out of the picture last year when she pulled that airplane stunt. And the only reason I let Chavonsky live is because you said she was worth more to us alive than dead. But it's been over a year now. And what do I have to show for my patients? A dead birthday present! I'm not into all this high-tech takeover crap. What the hell am I going to do with a load of computer companies? Every one of them is going to be looking like they're making buggy whips next year. Freaking idiots. And now we got two ex-hookers acting like wise guys? I tell you, the whole freaking world's gone crazy. Freaking crazy! If those two pissants are going to start a turf war, I want it shut down. Now! I don't give a crap what the hell they're yelling about. I don't need the noise.
I'm almost done with them. It'll be over soon.
Don't take too long. The Chin boy's got Darcy's seat in the 6th yesterday for a state. He wants a meeting. I want you to take care of it.
How do you want to handle it?
We're not interested. I like things better the way they were before. Simple, you hear what I'm saying? Simple. Everybody's happy. No kids, no noise, no frickin' stiffs on my doorstep. Keep it simple.
Yes, sir. Simple. Your simple days are over, old man.
You've been listening to episode 3 of Strangers in Paradise, book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomty, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomty, sound design by Chris Honeywell, music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra, additional music by Peachy Nietzsche. John Wilson was Griffin Silver, Vanessa Van Zera was Cachu, Sarah Palmero was Tambi, David Ellis was Marshall Weinstein and J-Mo, Chris Honeywell was Len the Roadie, Charlie Niemeyer was Brad, Nicole Tomty was Francine, James Hickson with Sal Tucciani. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.